I think the Indians have gotten to me in some ways. Well, one of the first things that changed because of being in, well, I've been in other schools besides India. I keep emphasizing them, but that's not fair at all. When a poet walks into a high school, you realize, and you know, and especially to high schools where poetry hasn't been taught for a long time, and kids aren't really up on the latest movements, that the truth of poetry has nothing to do with the subtleties, but with the how much of life you get into the poem, I guess. You know, just how real they sound to them and how honest they sound to them. So I think every poet who's been on the program, and that's about 20 people now, has felt this and has sort of felt a desire to switch away from intellectual angles in the poems towards something that's readily available. And if they want to, you know, still be intellectual and have themes and stuff, like, I guess, like poetry just is naturally made up of those things, it has to be underneath in some way. This one dated 7270, called Fertility. The edge is sharp with pebbles for sand, but we are young, careless of those perhaps in the mountains looking down. I know the water, the undertow, quicksand, the water under me, getting in too far to get out. Each of us has seen his own death in a dream and been wakened, feeling the sinking in the pit of the stomach. You ask, what is behind the sun? Our altar selves, I say, with their children. I tell you, they are waiting for us. We don't want to swim alone and naked. We want the warmth for something else.